It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do every Wednesday morning, we welcome in Dave O'Brien. Dave, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Rocco. Thanks.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Dave, I wanted to start with a write-up that you had, actually. I was reading up on this over at ChronicleT.com Tuesday afternoon. So what's up with Sharon Sweda and the Lorain County Board of Elections?
Well, this is an interesting situation, and it was kind of something that came down about midweek last week, where Lorain County Democrats, the Democratic Party leadership, had chosen Sharon Sweda's name to be recommended up the ladder to the Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose to be appointed to the empty seat on the Lorain County Board of Elections. The Board of Elections has two Democratic members and two Republican members, in every county in the state of Ohio. And the names of those people are recommended to the Secretary of State, who has final say on whether or not they get appointed to those boards. And basically, LaRose last week came down and said, "I will not appoint Sharon Sweda to the Lorain County Board of Elections due to some controversy over her emails. When she was a commissioner, she received some emails and replied to some emails that were sent to her." Basically regarding her campaign, and said there were some people looking to find out, where they can get the campaign signs and things like that, and talking about campaigning and just gathering together and where are we going to go, what are we going to do, sort of that kind of thing, and she replied to some of those, and that was noted in a story that I wrote. I guess it was about mid-fall last year. And then obviously she lost her campaign for county commissioner. Mm-hmm. And then in January was appointed, where her name was sent up again up the ladder to Secretary of State to be appointed to the empty seat left by Tom Smith when he resigned from the board. So there's been some controversy about that. The Democrats have until Friday, this coming Friday, to give the Secretary of State another name, or else he's going to choose for them. So there's some question about what they're going to do, and they're still sort of weighing their options, and there's a petition going around at change.org to force LaRose to basically appoint Sharon Sweda to the Board of Elections for Lorain County. That holds no legal weight, and there's only kind of like a really sort of Hail Mary, if you will, to borrow a religious and or a football term. there's sort of a chance that they could go to the Ohio Supreme Court and force LaRose to do what he's required to do by law. And Ohio law basically says Secretary of State shall appoint somebody whose name is sent up to him or her as long as that person is competent to fill the role. So they believe that she is competent to fill the role, and they're pushing on that. So we'll see what happens. The Democrats are supposed to meet this week, possibly on Thursday night, to decide what exactly they're going to do.
Wow. Interesting stuff there. And you said, Friday is when ultimately a decision has to be made on all of this, correct?
That is correct. Yes, a decision has to be made by Friday, March 12th, and we'll see what the Democrats decide to do, and we'll see what Secretary of State LaRose decides to do.
Mm. Wow, yeah, certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward throughout the rest of this week. Talking with Dave O'Brien here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, another story I wanted to talk about here was actually another one from Tuesday morning in the Chronicle Telegram. I had the headline here. I'll see if I can go back to it here real quickly. Doesn't look like I'll be able to. Oh, quote, "It was supposed to be an easy year." Your colleague Jason Hawk penned this. And this story kind of talks about Health Commissioner Dave Koval, Lorain County Public Health Commissioner Dave Koval, talking about, this past year that was COVID-19 and dealing with the pandemic and, their staff kind of being stretched thin. I know I follow you on Twitter and you are very passionate about, the way people have responded to COVID-19, being in the workers' corner of things and all of that. So maybe go over some of the more important notes in this story here, Dave, just really kind of talking about having to deal with COVID-19 and the impact that it really had on our community.
But there were a lot of things, I think, that we didn't see coming in January of 2020. Figured it was going to be, like, again, it was going to be an easy year.
Mm-hmm.
But then there started to be rumblings early on about COVID-19 coming out of China and coming across the Pacific Ocean and ending up in the United States. And Ohio had its first case, I believe, in March of last year. Mm-hmm. And that really forced Lorain County Public Health to ramp up its response, for the state to ramp up its response. A lot of closures. Everybody, I think, remembers all the things that closed. The casinos closed, restaurants closed, bars closed. Certain sports, you couldn't have fans attending. Yep. I think everybody remembers that, and not to belabor those points, but there's a lot of things that behind the scenes that we didn't see about contact tracers having to call 911 because they called somebody to say, hey, I heard you had an experience, you possibly had contact with somebody who had COVID-19, and they said, yeah, I'm not feeling so great right now, and it's hard to breathe, and sometimes the contact tracers would have to call 911 for that person in order to get them an ambulance, to get them to the hospital, and potentially save some lives. So talk about essential workers. You had situations where the hospitals were worried about becoming overwhelmed. You had a former, Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton and Governor Mike DeWine, issuing orders in tandem to basically get this under control. And we all ended up having to mask and stand 6 feet apart and wash our hands. And it's a really nice breakdown by Jason, a really, really good interview that he did with Dave Koegel. And, it's one of those things where, in the interview, if you can read that at chronicleT.com or in the print edition from Tuesday, it was really impossible to prevent COVID-19 from getting into the United States and starting to really hurt people and affect their health in really really awful ways. We're well up above 500,000 Americans dead, 17,000 of them Ohioans, and nearly 400 people in Lorain County alone. So it's a really good read. I think Jason did a very good job. Not to toot our own horn there, but he asked some really good questions, and it was hard work that public health employees put in last year and even through this year they're still going. So there's a lot of things that history is going to say about what we went through in the past year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hit it right on the head there. We're still kind of going through all of this, right? It's not like, we're out of the woods yet. Public health care workers are not out of the woods yet either. We're still dealing with this. Obviously, vaccines rolling in. It seems like we're on the right track to sort of get out of this now. But, just what a crazy 365 days it's been as we continue to battle through COVID-19. And, yeah, great work out of Jason Hawk there. You can read up on that in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what can we be on the lookout from you and your colleagues this week over at the Chronicle Telegram?
Well, I'm gonna do some updates on this on the Sharon Sweeta story. I'm working on on some updates on that. And as long as the Democrats get together and have their meeting, we'll try to get some coverage for our readers out there. Also, a little bit of an update. Most of the Carvana facility in Elyria Township is under roof. Ooh. So we have some good photos, and hopefully some more information on how the Carvana facility is going up out there on the old Spiegelberg Orchards property, and how that's going to bring hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars of investment into Lorain County in the coming years. So that's a nice little happy story, a good business story for folks to read. And I'm still working on that, so we'll be seeing some of that and some news out of Lorain from my colleague Carissa Wojtacz, who's covering that very well, and so we'll see some more things. So stay tuned, dear readers.
Excellent. We will stay tuned indeed. And yeah, I remember when that Carvana story first broke quite a while ago about how it was coming to the area and stuff. So good to see that project is coming along nicely, and we'll be on the lookout for updates this week on that one. All right, Dave, that brings us to my favorite part of the week here. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm going to give you another great one from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner at NeoScan on Twitter. Dateline Cleveland, 4th District police officers received a call. A male caller said his ex-girlfriend just showed up, maced him, and left.
Well, I certainly hope he's okay. I guess it's not as humorous as I'm making it out to be right there, but wow. Wow, you want to talk about having problems with your ex-girlfriend there. So safe to say they are not on that, hey, we're still friends kind of level. They're probably pretty much done after that. Wow. Dave, thank you for the entertaining Scanner story as always, and thank you for the insight to what you and your colleagues at the Chronicle have coming for us this week. Again, Chronicle Telegram, ChronicleT.com is the spot to go to keep up with the latest.